In today's hyper-connected yet paradoxically disconnected workplace, effective communication stands as the invisible bridge between organizational success and failure. Deborah Corey's effective HR communication arrives at a critical moment when companies are struggling to cut through information overload to reach increasingly distracted employees. The book has become a staple on the desks of forward-thinking HR professionals, with executives from companies like Google and Microsoft citing it as instrumental to their communication strategies. What makes this work particularly relevant is its practical approach to a challenge that costs businesses billions annually in lost productivity and engagement. Drawing from over three decades of experience, Corey doesn't just theorize. She provides a battle-tested impact framework that transforms how organizations connect with their people, making the complex art of communication accessible to HR professionals at any level. Imagine launching a major benefits program only to discover that employees aren't engaging with it. The culprit? Poor communication. The impact model: investigation, medium, planning, allies, content, testing, offers a systematic approach to prevent such failures, drawing inspiration from detective work to create more effective communication strategies. The model begins with investigation, adopting a detective's mindset to gather critical information before planning communications. Like Sherlock Holmes advised, it is a capital mistake to theorize before one has data. Too often, HR professionals rush into launching communication campaigns without proper investigation due to time constraints or business pressures, leading to preventable failures. For instance, a tech company once rolled out a wellness program without investigating employee preferences, resulting in low participation because the timing conflicted with core working hours. Effective investigation involves asking the right questions of the right people using multiple techniques. Open-ended questions beginning with what, why, or how elicit detailed responses beyond single-word answers. Examples include, what challenges do you face with our current communication methods? Or, how would you prefer to receive important updates? Probing questions gain deeper clarification. The five whys technique helps identify root causes by repeatedly asking why until reaching the fundamental issue. For instance, if employees aren't reading newsletters, asking why multiple times might reveal that they're too long, sent at inconvenient times, or contain irrelevant information. When selecting investigation participants, ensure they represent diverse demographics across age, gender, job function, and location. Include both frontline workers and senior management, as their perspectives often differ significantly. For example, while executives might prefer formal email communications, field workers might better respond to mobile apps or text messages. Include leadership for valuable perspective and buy-in, and identify potential detractors who might sabotage your campaign if not involved early. Consider creating focus groups of 8 to 10 people from different departments to gather concentrated feedback. Data collection methods should be varied and comprehensive. Use surveys for quantitative data, interviews for qualitative insights, and observation for behavioral patterns. After collecting data, proper analysis transforms raw information into actionable insights. Create coding systems to organize data into manageable categories, such as communication preferences, timing issues, content relevance, look for common themes and patterns, and develop a clear, concise report that supports your objectives. Use data visualization tools to present findings effectively to stakeholders. The investigation phase culminates in creating SMART objectives: specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time-bound, that provide focus, help resolve issues, ensure alignment with stakeholders, enable flexibility, and define what success looks like. For example, instead of improve employee engagement, a SMART objective might be increase employee newsletter readership by 40% within 3 months through mobile-optimized content and personalized sections. These objectives become your North Star throughout the communication campaign, guiding decisions and helping measure success. Remember to document your investigation process and findings thoroughly, as they often reveal insights useful for future communications initiatives and can help justify resource allocation for your communication strategy. Like designers selecting the perfect fabric for their creation, HR communicators must choose the right medium to deliver their message. With options ranging from ancient, print, to cutting-edge, social media, this selection process becomes both easier and more challenging. The proliferation of communication channels has expanded possibilities while making strategic choices more critical than ever. Communication media fall into three main categories, each with distinct advantages and limitations. Print media presents material clearly and consistently, explains complex concepts effectively, and provides tangible reference material that some employees prefer. Employee handbooks, policy documents, and quarterly newsletters often work best in print format, especially for detailed information that requires repeated reference. Print materials also serve as official documentation and can be particularly valuable during organizational changes or compliance updates. However, it requires consideration of time and cost constraints, has environmental implications, and lacks immediate feedback mechanisms. Storage and distribution can also present logistical challenges, particularly in large organizations. Live channels, where a person can be seen and heard by the audience, excel at conveying strategic concepts, allowing immediate feedback through verbal and nonverbal cues, supporting genuine dialogue, and building trust. Town halls, team meetings, and training sessions create opportunities for real-time interaction and relationship building. These channels are particularly effective for sensitive topics, major announcements, or complex change initiatives where emotional connection is crucial. However, they present challenges with time, resources, and message consistency across multiple locations. Scheduling conflicts and geographical barriers can limit reach, while the quality of delivery may vary between presenters. Digital channels, including emails, websites, videos, and social media, create virtual face-to-face experiences that humanize leadership. With over 80% of UK adults going online across various devices, digital communication has become essential. Email remains the most common digital medium, but messages should be short and focused to compete with inbox clutter. Modern internet platforms offer powerful internal information systems with features like searchable knowledge bases, collaboration tools, and personalized content delivery. However, simplicity is key. Overly complex platforms intimidate users rather than engage them. Social media tools like enterprise social networks can foster community and informal communication, while video conferencing enables remote collaboration and virtual team building. When selecting communication media, constantly refer back to your project objectives. Consider what effect you're looking for: increased knowledge, better understanding, more motivation, or specific actions. For instance, a major change initiative might combine town halls for initial announcement, detailed documentation in print, and regular digital updates through multiple channels. Your communication media should also align with your company culture and values. If your culture emphasizes transparency and honesty, social media may work well, while more structured organizations might need different approaches. Creating the right mix of communication media is like baking the perfect bread. If you get the ingredients wrong, your recipe fails. Map out the purpose of each medium, ensuring they serve different functions rather than duplicating efforts. Consider your audiences carefully. You may need multiple media to convey the same message if different employee groups have different access or preferences. Regular assessment of channel effectiveness through metrics and feedback helps refine this mix over time. Planning is essential for successful HR communications campaigns, despite being, as Sir John Harvey Jones noted, an unnatural process that many would prefer to skip. Without proper planning, failure comes as a complete surprise rather than being preceded by a period of worry and depression. This observation particularly resonates in complex organizational environments where multiple stakeholders and competing priorities exist. Planning prevents costly failures like the Scottish Parliament building project, which ran 10 times over budget and 3 years behind schedule. Similar cautionary tales exist across industries, from failed IT implementations to botched reorganizations, where inadequate planning led to significant waste and missed objectives. For HR communications, planning forces you to think through potential issues, gain agreement from stakeholders before starting, prepare for inevitable challenges, clearly define responsibilities, establish timelines, and manage costs. This systematic approach helps identify potential bottlenecks and resource constraints before they become critical problems. A RACI matrix, responsible, accountable, consulted, informed, helps clarify roles and responsibilities, preventing confusion and duplication of effort. For example, in an employee benefits communications campaign, HR might be responsible for content creation, the communications director accountable for overall success, legal department consulted for compliance review, and department managers informed of progress. Project planning requires mapping out task timelines, working backward from deadlines to ensure sufficient time for each component. This includes building in buffer time for unexpected delays and allowing for iterative feedback cycles, particularly for complex deliverables. Planning a communications campaign involves four key stages: creating a project plan, managing risks and issues, communicating with stakeholders, and establishing project governance. A good project plan consists of essential components: objectives, outcomes, specific, measurable, and aligned with organizational goals, tasks with clear responsibilities, realistic timelines that account for interdependencies, and status tracking mechanisms such as weekly dashboards or progress reports. Risk management involves anticipating potential problems, risks, and addressing actual problems, issues. Creating a risk and issue register helps identify, report, and address both threats and opportunities. Common risks in HR communications projects include stakeholder resistance, resource constraints, technical challenges, and timing conflicts with other organizational initiatives. Each risk should be assessed for probability and impact, with specific mitigation strategies developed for high-priority risks. Project governance ensures decisions are made effectively throughout a campaign. The approach should match your company's culture, formal or informal, but always documented and clearly communicated to all team members up front. This might include establishing a steering committee for major decisions, regular check-in meetings, approval processes for key deliverables, and escalation procedures for issues. Effective governance structures provide clear decision-making authority while maintaining enough flexibility to respond to changing circumstances. Success metrics should be established during planning to measure both project delivery, on time, on budget, and business impact, employee engagement, behavior change. Regular monitoring of these metrics enables course corrections and provides valuable insights for future campaigns. Allies are pivotal to communications campaign success, as demonstrated by the 1980 Miracle on Ice Olympic hockey victory. Just as the underdog American team succeeded through strong leadership and teamwork, communications campaigns require strategic ally relationships to achieve objectives. Allies provide advice, information, assistance, backing, and protection as we work toward common objectives. They come in different types: endorsers who lend credibility, partners who share responsibilities, contributors who handle specific tasks, and external allies who bring specialized knowledge or skills. Allies are essential for four key reasons. First, they help share the workload. A problem shared is a problem halved. Second, they draw upon a network of supporters who can rally buy-in across the business. Third, they help manage challenges throughout the campaign, much like geese flying in V formation support each other during migration. Finally, allies leverage diverse expertise to handle specialized tasks more effectively than you could alone. When selecting allies, make a list based on required skill sets and functions that need representation. Choose individuals who can speak for their function, are organized, provide honest feedback, and work well in teams. Include diverse perspectives from different functions, job levels, and demographics. Have in-depth initial conversations with potential allies, secure their formal endorsement or involvement, and clearly document each ally's role using the RACI framework. Developing strong alliances requires building relationships before work begins, earning respect by demonstrating expertise without arrogance, earning trust to create true partnerships, establishing common objectives, listening and understanding, opening your mind to new ideas, and empowering your allies by sharing information. Managers play crucial roles as both endorsers and partners in your communications campaign. Prepare them before launching your campaign, provide comprehensive briefings on objectives and key messages, update FAQs throughout the campaign, listen to their feedback, and empower them with the tools and support they need to help their employees understand campaign messages. Creating sticky content is crucial for HR communications. Content that makes employees stop, take notice, take action, engage, and behave differently. In today's world of information overload, effective content is what gets employees to click, read, and listen to our communications campaigns rather than ignoring them. Content has evolved beyond just words and simple graphics to encompass web design, video design, and marketing techniques. This variety gives us more options when developing communications, but also requires more understanding to use effectively. Three key principles should guide your content development: make it valuable, showing clear what's in it for me, relevant, connected to employees' actual needs, and consistent, using cohesive language, format, colors, and branding. Remember that employees may not share your priorities. They're primarily interested in what impacts them directly. Effective writing should evoke sensation in the reader, not the fact that it is raining, but the feeling of being rained upon, E.L. Doctorow. Put your employee first by writing from their perspective. Keep it simple using the KISS principle. Write with an active, direct voice rather than passive. Use power words that create emotional connections. Create engaging subject lines. And prioritize messages using techniques like the pyramid method, where the most important information appears first. Graphics support written content by capturing attention and making complex concepts understandable. They work by engaging employees visually, making abstract concepts concrete, and drawing them into the message in ways text alone cannot achieve. When creating content, personalize it with employee names and specific details. Include clear calls to action, present benefits at the beginning and end, since people remember what comes first and last, use stories to make content more approachable, be genuine to build trust, check all facts and spellings, create breathing room with headers and white space, test content with reviewers who have different knowledge levels, and respect legal requirements while keeping language accessible. With five generations soon working side by side, communication challenges arise from differences in both upbringing and life stage. While understanding generational differences is important, avoid stereotyping. Individual preferences often transcend generational categories. Just as pilots continuously monitor their flight path and make adjustments to stay on course, HR communicators must test and monitor campaigns to ensure they achieve their objectives. Testing isn't about avoiding failure, but learning from it. As Thomas Edison said after thousands of unsuccessful light bulb attempts, "I have not failed 10,000 times, I've successfully found 10,000 ways that will not work." This scientific approach to communication ensures resources are used effectively and messages resonate with intended audiences. Testing provides a crucial starting point to gauge campaign effectiveness. If our objective is increasing participation in a benefit scheme, we need baseline data on current enrollment, understanding of current benefits, and employee attitudes toward existing programs. Testing also identifies whether we're on track toward our objectives mid-campaign, allowing us to make timely adjustments rather than discovering problems after it's too late. For instance, if engagement metrics show low email open rates, we can quickly adjust subject lines or sending times to improve reach. When deciding what to test, return to your campaign objectives. These become your key performance indicators. Both qualitative data, descriptive information addressing why and how, and quantitative data, numerical measurements answering what and how many, can be valuable. For example, quantitative data might track newsletter click-through rates, while qualitative feedback from focus groups reveals why certain messages resonate more than others. Using both methods provides the fullest picture of campaign performance. Testing should happen at multiple strategic points throughout your communications campaign. Before launching, testing provides baseline data and helps shape your approach through methods like A/B testing of message formats and content. During the campaign, regular monitoring reveals whether you're on track toward objectives and enables mid-course corrections. For instance, if video content shows higher engagement than text-based communications, resources can be redirected accordingly. Post-campaign testing measures success, proves ROI, and provides valuable insights for future initiatives. Methods for testing include formal surveys, focus groups, social engagement apps, and digital analytics tools. The Likert 5-point scale is recommended for gathering robust data with fully labeled responses, strongly disagree to strongly agree, to eliminate subjective interpretation. Modern predictive analytics can enhance testing by analyzing historical data patterns to forecast future employee behaviors and actions, such as predicting enrollment rates based on past campaign performance and demographic factors. Effective testing follows 7 basic steps. First, create testing KPIs based on campaign objectives, ensuring metrics align with desired outcomes. Second, identify target audiences that reflect campaign demographics, including various employee segments and locations. Third, determine appropriate testing methodology, whether quantitative surveys or qualitative interviews. Fourth, develop clear, neutral testing materials that avoid leading questions or bias. Fifth, consider conducting test drives with small groups before full implementation to identify potential issues. Sixth, analyze information by identifying themes, patterns, and correlations in the data. Finally, update communications campaigns based on findings, implementing changes that data suggests will improve effectiveness. Regular monitoring and adjustment of these testing protocols ensures continuous improvement in communication effectiveness and better achievement of organizational objectives. Documentation of testing results also builds an invaluable knowledge base for future campaigns.
BT Group faced one of the UK's largest employee share plan maturities ever, requiring clear communication about complex financial choices. They created a comprehensive strategy with 3 objectives: provide sufficient information through targeted updates and expert panels, establish a distinct look and feel using recognizable branding, and deliver personalized communications showing exactly how the maturity impacted each individual employee. Their campaign began with an employee survey to understand information preferences, followed by monthly personalized email updates, e-chats, interactive articles, a dedicated portal page, and a well-staffed helpline. The results were remarkable. Over 90% of employees provided timely instructions, participation in the next share offer increased by 9%, and feedback was overwhelmingly positive, with 97% satisfied with the information provided. LVV needed to close its final salary pension scheme while inviting participants to join their defined contribution scheme, a technically complex and emotionally charged communication challenge. Their comprehensive campaign unfolded in 4 phases: pre-consultation communications, 3 months of face-to-face briefings across 11 offices, personalized impact statements, and follow-up communications outlining outcomes. The campaign exceeded all success measures. 99% of members moved to the new scheme against a 90% target, 90% of employees attended briefing sessions, and remarkably, the pension change had no negative impact on employee engagement scores. Their approach demonstrated that even bad news can be communicated effectively with honesty and empathy. Merlin Entertainments, the world's second largest leisure business, rejuvenated their employer brand centered around the Merlin Way values with a For the Love of Fun concept. Their creative campaign included engaging tools like the Fun Box, Fun Goggles, and the Funometer, abandoned corporate jargon for informal, humorous communication, and balanced global guidelines with local flexibility. The campaign successfully transformed how attractions approach everyday activities, injecting fun into everything from email communication to normal events. Despite already high engagement scores, the campaign further increased employee engagement, with 96% of employees now saying they enjoy working at Merlin.
The impact model works best when applied flexibly rather than sequentially, with all steps being taken and always keeping communication objectives in focus. Each step requires putting on a different hat to focus on the required skills, being a detective during investigation, a designer when selecting medium, a project manager during planning, a campaigner when building allies, a writer when creating content, and a tester when measuring effectiveness. This adaptability allows communicators to respond to changing organizational needs and emerging opportunities while maintaining strategic alignment. Setting a goal to create an award-winning communications campaign drives excellence through multiple channels. This includes establishing meaningful objectives that align with business goals, developing outstanding media and content that resonates with diverse audiences, building strong teams and partnerships across departments, creating effective test measures that provide actionable insights, and delivering maximum ROI for the company. For example, successful campaigns often combine traditional channels like email and newsletters with innovative digital platforms, interactive content, and face-to-face communications to reach employees where they are. The magic element in campaigns often comes from unexpected creative approaches that break through communication clutter. This might include using storytelling techniques, incorporating employee-generated content, leveraging gamification, or creating memorable visual elements that stick in people's minds. These creative elements should always support the core message rather than overshadow it. Industry experts emphasize several critical success factors for modern HR communications. Transparency and clear planning create trust and ensure message consistency. Two-way engagement through tools like feedback loops, surveys, and interactive forums proves more effective than traditional top-down communications. Internal communications should align seamlessly with external branding to create a cohesive organizational identity. Communicators must take responsibility for ensuring understanding, not just message delivery, by measuring comprehension and adjusting approaches based on feedback. Learning from related disciplines strengthens communication effectiveness. Marketing principles help in message positioning and audience segmentation. Psychological insights inform how different personalities receive and process information. Understanding generational differences enables tailored approaches for diverse workforce demographics, from baby boomers to Gen Z. Effective communication creates shared meaning and calls to action that achieve business objectives, like building employee trust and delivering ROI. Success metrics might include increased employee engagement scores, improved program participation rates, better understanding of company initiatives, and measurable behavior changes. By applying the impact framework with creativity and persistence, HR professionals can transform their communications from ignored noise into powerful drivers of engagement and organizational success, creating lasting value for both employees and the organization.